Welcome, witches. It's the Undercover Witch, and this is not a full episode. I'm just here to give y'all an update. I had a really bad infection last week, and I was on antibiotics. My back has been killing me. I tried to record the episode for today, like a week ago, when this all started, but I couldn't sit in the seat long enough to get it finished, and I definitely could not sit there to edit. So, it's been a rough week, and I really, really, really should have took a break and rested, but I didn't. I went to the doctor, got that taken care of, went back to work, went back to trying to work on the podcast, even though I really shouldn't have. This last Friday, I had an interview with someone for the channel, Risa Miller, who is a tea leaf reader, and I had promised myself the whole week that I was going to reschedule it and I was going to sleep on Friday. But when Friday came around, I felt energized. And so I felt like I could do it. And I did. I felt fine. She probably felt like I was like energetically. Wow. She was like, wow, you're coming out of something. Probably. I don't know. She didn't say anything like that, but I'm guessing I felt like, you know, that Nine of Wands energy where it's like, she went through something recently. But I didn't reschedule. I kept going and yeah, but it was good. It was a good episode. I'm really glad to have done it. I'm rescheduling something with her for another time because I would love to have her on the show again. I think it would be awesome to have her. Her episode is actually not coming out until March 27th. So about a month away. But when we do talk about her, I think everybody's really going to enjoy what she has to say. She does smoke reading. She talks a little bit about that. She does tea leaf reading. She talks a little bit about that. Today's episode was supposed to be the ethics of love spells, and I didn't get to finish it. Like I said, I try to record these like well in advance. But this one specifically, I was planning on recording last weekend, and that's just when everything started. So it just didn't happen. So I'm going to be moving this episode back, and it's going to be on the 27th. So on the 27th of February, we're going to be doing the ethics of love spells. I did not have a guest episode planned for that date because we did do the demonology episode, and I didn't have time to schedule another episode in between my two interviews. I would have originally had Risa be done on the 27th, but I like to give enough advance so that we can both promote our interviews on social media and let our audiences know. So that wasn't possible with moving things around like that. But moving forward, it's going to be again every Monday at 6 a.m. I just missed this time and the time before because I had my LASIK eye surgery. But I want to let y'all know because I don't want y'all to think I just dropped off the face of the earth. I know sometimes my own creators that I follow do that, and I'm just like, oh my god, where are they? I'm still here. I promise. I'm still here. And I have two more interviews scheduled out. I'm hoping to move to up us because I know I don't have a lot of followers right now. And I know it's going to get tiring me asking every episode to like, hey, give me some ghost stories, guys. Like, there's not a lot of us, and I understand that. And like, a lot of y'all are curious. A lot of y'all want to hear stuff like that, but not everybody necessarily has their own story to tell or their own thing to hear. So I think I'm going to bring on two guests a month from now on, and I'll bring on people that have their stories to tell, and we can talk to them about those for the third episode of every month, which I think will be really fun. And when I do have people send stuff in, that'll be awesome too. And if you want to send anything in, if you have a story to tell, you have friends that have stories, they can email it to thewitchundercover@gmail.com. They can send a voice recording, video, type it out, whatever, and we'll get it on here. Other than that, I think that's everything. I just wanted to give y'all guys an update. And again, I'm so sorry. I'm really, really working on being consistent. I'm really planning these out ahead of time. I have things planned out for April already. I have interviews planned out for like future stuff. and I'm having them recorded already. I'm already starting on editing them. I have a big project that I want to bring to life starting in March on Wednesday the 1st. I am going back to doing tarot readings on YouTube. I don't know if I'm going to make the 1st because it was really, really dependent on me recording and editing this week. So it might be like the week later, but I am going to start doing readings again. So on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, I'm going to be reading by signs. So it's going to be fire signs, water signs, air signs, and earth in that order, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then by week, the first week it's going to be your sun sign, the second week it's going to be your Venus sign, so we can get information about love. That first week with your sun sign, it's going to be about the month ahead. Second week, love. The third week of the month, it's going to be your moon sign, and we're going to talk about what you've been feeling the past 2 weeks and how it's going to end up towards the end of the month, because, I mean, I know y'all want to know that shit. And then last week, the fourth week of the month, which this is the one I'm most excited about. So the fourth week is going to be your ascendant sign. If y'all don't know what y'all signs are, you can go to astro.com and is it astro or ash? Yeah, I think it's astro.com. And you can figure out what your sun, moon, and rising and your whole chart is. But I want to sit down and tell you how you've been perceived that month and how that's going to affect your next month going forward. If you don't know a lot about astrology, your sun sign is typically you as a whole, like you as a person and your personality. Your moon sign has to do with your emotions. That's kind of how you express yourself and how you feel things. Your ascendant sign is how you're viewed. It's kind of what you look like from the outside, and a lot of times that affects you more when you're younger. It has a lot to do with how you're treated in your family and how you come off because of your family and things like that. So it's kind of interesting to see how charts mix together, especially if you like look at your parents' chart and then you look at yours. Oh my god, it gets crazy to keep track of. But we're going to talk about that a little bit, and I'll just remind y'all each time, like, this is what we're looking at. Your Venus sign, it doesn't necessarily just tell you about love, but for me, it's just a good way to focus that group so that you're not just looking. I know a lot of readers, they'll post online. Some of my favorite readers post online just readings, and they'll put a sign like, this is the reading for Libra this week, and go check your sun, moon, and rising. And I'm like, but I want to know if this one's for me, you know? So this makes it very, very apparent. You go to your sun sign, you can go see your Venus, you can go see your moon. And I'm not going to bring up love unless it's like really, really prevalent in the reading, except for that second week. Like the second week, it's only going to be love. That's all we're talking about. Because I don't want to bombard people with love messages. I hate doing that. I hate seeing that. I hate experiencing that from like my feed on TikTok or my YouTube recommendations. I really want it to be focused on what I care about, and I'm in a relationship, so I don't really care if you think that my ex is coming back, you know, or like they're like, oh, you know, y'all might break up, but I'm about to get married, bro. And also, none of the other stuff related to me, so I'm not going to just take this one thing and apply it everywhere else. Anyway, that got heavy for a second. Other than that, I think that's everything. But again, next week, you will see me or hear me at 6 a.m. And check out my YouTube channel for those readings if you're interested and you like watching tarot readings. I'll be there. I'll be on screen. I'll be showing cards. Those tarot readings are not going to be on the podcast. They're just going to be on YouTube. This podcast does upload to YouTube. Sometimes I include video with my podcast, and I usually let you know at the beginning of the episode if I included video in the YouTube. Or other times I just upload the audio. but it gets uploaded to YouTube, Facebook, and pretty much everywhere you can get your podcast. Lastly, I wanted to say something else, but I forgot what it was. I paused a lot. I'm sorry. Lastly, I was going to say that if you would like me to do readings on this podcast, I'd be willing to do like maybe one a month or like something like that. But I just really don't. I would think that if I did that, I would create a whole other podcast for that and do like, I don't know, the Undercover Witch tarot readings or something, just because I really want to focus this channel on just getting as much information out there as I can about, my goal is to never leave y'all with beliefs. Like, I don't want to just be like, here, this is what you should believe. This is how this works. I want to get on a bunch of different perspectives and a bunch of different viewpoints from a bunch of different people, from a different backgrounds, so that you can make those ideas for yourself. You can learn for yourself. You can just choose what you believe in and take away what you can that way. And so that's my goal. And I don't want it to be cluttered with a bunch of readings. So anyway, that is everything for now. Thank y'all so much for listening. And I'm so sorry again for not uploading this morning. I hope y'all are all doing well. Make sure to take care of y'all's bodies. Apologize to your body if you haven't been taking care of it, if you've been tired. Keep your promises to yourself. Love yourself. And I'll see y'all next time.